All right, Daf Lamed Gimel, Monday's Daf. We're holding in the sugya of Tzar Balei Chaim, trying to bring a raya whether it's Dereis or Derabbanan. We're holding on the fourth wide line, Lamed Beis Med Beis, Toshima. The Brisa says, Behemos Ivik Rechovim, Umasu Yisrael, but the Pekel is owned by the Yid, Vichadalta. You can apply the Pusuk of Vichadalta, means you can not do it, meaning you can refrain from helping this guy with his Pekel. Now, Viyamar Tzar Balei Chaim Dereis, it shouldn't matter, Amai Vichadalta, Azoiv Tazim Yiboyle, because the poor animal over here is suffering. And if Tzar Balei Chaim is Dereis, so you should help, which the Gemara answers, Leilam Tzar Balei Chaim is taka deiraisa over hosam b'tiina. In the case of the brisa, we're not talking about unloading it. We're talking about tiina, where you don't actually see there's tzar balei chaim. So yachi, if that's the case, it's tiina. The name is seifa. Behemas Yisrael umasui oved koychavim. If it's a Jewish owned animal and the pekel is the guy's, then we say azoiv tazoiv. Now v'i b'tiina, if you're telling me we're talking about a case of loading it, amai azoiv tazoiv. I got no achrayas to help this guy load his animal. No, that's not true. Zok the gemara, because mishum tzara di Yisrael. Because lamaisa, because the owner of the animal is a yid, so the yid taka does suffer agmas. Nefesh. So even though the pekel's owned by the guy, still, the guy walking by seeing this, l'chaira, should help with the te'ina of the animal to prevent the yid's tzar. So yihachi, if you're talking about the tzar of the Yisrael, then afilu reisha nami. Even in the first case of the brisa, where the guy is the owner of the animal and the pekel is the yid's, still the brisa says you should say azav tazav. So why did the brisa say that you can be v'chadalta and not have to help? The gemara reisha, in the reisha, where the animal belonged to the guy, so b'chamar oivit k'chavim. The driver, the chamar, the guy, the donkey driver, was a guy, and the yid Yiddish owner wasn't there. However, Seifa, in the Seifa of the Brisa, where the animal belonged to the Yid, B'chamar Yisrael, the donkey driver is a Yid. So it makes sense why you have to help in the Seifa, but not in the Reisha. So my Pasakta, how do you have the right to assume that and say that's Pshat in the Brisa? Which the Gemara answers, Stoma de Milsa, Inish Boser Chamri Ozel. Min Hastam, you can assume that if the owner of the Chamor is a guy, so too the driver will also be a guy. And when the owner of the animal is a Yid, he'll have hired a Yiddish donkey driver. But we're still saying all this Tamatina and not Prika. They're not talking about Te'ina. So the Gemara gives up on everything it said and says, okay, Eloha money, who is the Tana of this Brisa? Rabbi Yossi Haglilihi, Domer Tzar Balei Chaim Lav Dai Raisa. And since we don't paskel like Rabbi Yossi Haglili, we don't have an authoritative raya whether or not Tzar Balei Chaim is Dai Raisa or Darabonin. Toshmals, try again. Oihev Lifreik. Let's say you have the opportunity to do the Prika on an Oihev, a guy who you like. It's one of your best buddies who is in need of some help here. The Sine, and the guy who you hate, Litain. So the halach is Mitzvah Besine. You should go help the guy who you hate. Why? Kidei lochav es hitzrei. It's musa shmuz. You should go ahead and fight your yetzahara to help your enemy rather than your friend. Now, v'isal kadetech tzar balechayim is deiraisa ha'odiflei. L'chayri, you have a mitzvah deiraisa to help with the prika because the poor animal here is suffering. To which the Gemara says, no, afilu hachi, amazing. Kidei lochav es hitzrei is odif. It is more important to fight your yetzahara and to help your enemy's animal than it is even the deiraisa on the tzad of deiraisa of tzar balechayim. And the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Pei explains because we've already determined that Tzar Balei Chaim is Nidche for the Tzarech of an Adam. So the Kfiyas HaYetzer is also the Tzarech of a Neshama. So that's also my Tzarech. So my Tzarech outweighs Tzar Balei Chaim. When we talk about the Sinei over here, we're not necessarily just talking about a guy who you happen not to like. Tysus in Psachim Kufi Gimel says we're talking about a Sinei is a Balavera. And based on that, if this guy who does Arias or whatever other Averis he does that makes him into a quote-unquote Sinei, Tysus actually asks for Kasha in Psachim that you're supposed to hate the guy. So why are we trying to be Kavish your Yetzer over here to help your Sinei? The Sinei over here in question is a Rasha. And Tysus over there says that since the Sinei you have for him isn't a true Sinei, Kemayim Panim El Panim, he'll start to hate you and then it'll ultimately become a Sinei Gemura. So there still is a Mukum to be Kavish the Yetzer to prevent any more Sinei Gemura. The Ber Yosef in Parshas Kedoshim explains because the Sinei that you're supposed to have for the Baal Aveira is just kind of a protective layer so you shouldn't be affected by his Averis. But it doesn't mean I really hate the guy. But if I let that fester, he'll get the sense from me that I don't like him, and then that will ultimately yield in a true Sinei Gemura. Af dem, you're supposed to be Kavish the Yetzer and help that Sinei. Hashmals, try again from this Brisa. Sinei Sha'amru Sinei Yisrael. The kind of Sinei that we're talking about is a Yiddish Sinei. V'loi Sinei Oivid Kechavim. Now, Yamr Tzar Balechem Deraisa, who cares? Mali Sinei Yisrael, Mali Sinei Oivid Kechavim. The focus should be on the animal. To which the Gemara says, Misavris HaSinei DeKrokai. You think the Brisa is talking about that Sinei that the Pusik is talking about that you have to do Prika? Asinei Demas Nisim Kai. It's talking about the Brisa Dika Sinei, and therefore you have no raya about what is deraisa and what would be derabbanan. Tashma, moving over to Tamid Aleph, Reivetz. You're supposed to unload and do prika on the animal that is now lying down underneath this pekel. V'loy ravtson, but not an animal that is derech klal laying down underneath its pekel. Meaning, it has to be like the happenstance of just this particular case. It's underneath its burden. Raivet. We also darshan Raivet dafka v'lei oimed, not that it's standing up. Tachas masa'o, underneath its burden, v'lei mefayrak, and not where the burden was already taken off and now it's needed of loading it up, meaning te'ina. And don't worry, we'll talk about te'ina in a moment. Tachas masa'o, masu shiyochel lamed by, it's only if it's an appropriate amount of weight, like we mentioned yesterday. V'yamr tzar balachayim is deraisa, mali Raivet, mali ravtsan, who cares what the matzav of the animal is if it's habitually laying down or if it's only now punked because of this heavy load, or umali oimed, what's the difference if it's standing? All these things, the only criteria we should look at is if there is tzar for the animal, if it's taka din deraisa. And for the Gemara, the brisa is not a rai because hamani or b'yisei glili, domer tzar balechayim is derabonan, and hochinami mistabra, diktoni tachas maso'u, masu shiyoch lamoid bay. So man shamas lay de'isle gahais, and man shamas lay de'isle haisvara, who's the one who said the masu shiyoch lamoid bay? It's for b'yisei glili, so shmami no. So there is no rai whether it's deraisa derabonan. In fact, the Gemara, mi matzas mukmas lak or b'yisei glili, voktani seifa, tachas maso'u, v'lay mefayrak, my lay mefayrak. What do you mean it wasn't already unloaded? Elam lemafarak klal. So haksiv hakim talking mimai. There's a mitzvah to do the te'ina. Ela pshita, we're talking about lemafarak b'chinam. You're not mechuyev to do it for free. Ela b'schar, you can get paid for that service. So man shamas leidis lehi svara. Who's the one who holds that you can do the te'ina repayment? Shitas rabbanan, who argue with Rabbi Yisai Glili. So how can you set sign the price like Rabbi Yisai Glili? L'cher, it's not his shita. And for the Gemara, le'olam Rabbi Yisai Glili he ubit te'ina, but leklape the halach of te'ina sover law k'rabbanan Rabbi Yisai Glili taka holds like the rabbanan that you can get paid for te'ina. And so concludes the sugya of tzar balechayim. One interesting little maramakum about tzar balechayim is if you see an animal suffering, of course now we know that you have to help. With the raisa derabbanan, no matter what, you still have to do something about it. What happens if it's on Shabbos, though? Is tzar balechayim deicha the muktzah of the animal? And that actually is two different dais in the Mishnah Berura. In Hilchas Shabbos Simon Shin Hey. Okay, now let's talk about when does the mitzvah actually start. Tana Rabbanan Kisira, when you see this chamor under the weight of its pekel, yachal afilu mirachak, you might think even if it's far away, you have to go over there and take care of it. Talmud Leimer, kisifka, when you bump into it. Now, ikisifka, if it only said the words when you bump into this animal, when you are peged, yachal pegiya mamish, you mamish have to bump into it. Talmud Leimer Kisira, when you see it. Ve'ezu hi ri'iya shiyesh ba pegiya, shira chachamim echad mishevo mechzav amil, chachamim were meshayer, that how far away are you mechuyiv to now do this prika, which is a re'iya shiyesh ba'pegiya, that's going to be 1 in 7 1/2 mil, or in other words, 2/15 of a mil, or translating to our terminology, that would be 3 or 4,000 feet, almost a mile. V'zehu ris, and that's what Chazal mean when they talk about the shear of a ris. Tana, umedad imoyad parsa. After you do this te'ina on an animal, you should walk along with the animal, or parsa, to ensure that it doesn't fall off nachamal. But that walking along with the animal after you've loaded it up is kind of beyond the call of duty, and therefore you can actually ask for money for payment for that service. So the Mishnah, avedasoi va'avedas aviv. Let's say you see an aveda of both your own aveda and your father's aveda. Avedasoi kaidemis. You can get your own first. And also avedasoi va'avedas rabbi shaloi kaidem. If you lost an aveda and your rebbe lost an aveda, yours also takes precedence. Avedas aviv va'avedas rabbi. If I now have a conflict between my father's aveda and my rebbe's aveda, then shal rabbi kaidemis. Why? Shaviv eviu loy l'mazeh v'rabbi shalom duchachmum eviu l'chaya oylam haba. So your rebbe takes precedence because he brings you to oylam haba. Points out importantly that if the father pays tuition, so he's also bringing you to Eilam Haba because he's paying for your Torah learning, then your father would take precedence. V'im Aviv Chacham, but if the father's a Talmud Chacham, shall Aviv Kaidim. And it's a bit of a shiloh whether or not the Talmud Chacham Kait of the father, does he have to be as much as the Rebbe, or just as long as he's not the Amoritz and he just has some Chachma. Oya Aviv Rabbi Nois and Masui, let's say both the father and the Rebbe are carrying Peklach, and both of them need help. Miniach es shel Rabbi. V'achar kach miniach es shel Aviv. You give the Rebbe Kadima. Oya Aviv Rabbi Beis HaShevi, if both of them are being captive, who has kedima? Payda es rabbi. First, you pay the ransom for the rabbi. Va'acharkach payda es aviv. V'im aviv chacham payda es aviv. V'acharkach payda es rabbi. Now, even though in that middle case of the prika, we didn't say whether or not the father is also a chacham, but the shita brings from the Radvaz that it's also the same thing. There's no difference in these cases. You always give the kedima to the rabbi unless the father is a talmud chacham. Mino hani mili. How do you know about the first halacha that your own loss will take kedima over your father's loss? Om Rav Yehuda Marav. Efes ki lo yihiyeh b'chay evyain. That no one will be an evyain. No one's going to be poor amongst you. So your financial concern is going to take kedima over somebody else's. Even though you have a kedima over everybody else, if you're only going to be focused on yourself, in the end, you're going to be the one needing the assistance because Aeneas will come to you. So The moral of the story is, be a good guy, and don't only think about your own financial woes. Now, Haya Aviv Rabbi Nisan Masui, you always give the rabbi the kedima. Tana Rabbanan. Rebbe Sha'amru, this halachic status of Rebbe, that's Rebbe Shalomdei Chachma, you're teaching how to think, which we understand to be Gemara. V'loi Rabbi Shalomdei Mikra U'Mishna, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rebbe Yehudaimer, Kol Sharev Chachma Sayemen, if he taught most of his Torah, then the Rebbe will be that Rebbe Muvik, as we're used to saying. Rebbe Yaisi Aimer, Afilo Heyer Ein Avela B'Mishnachas, even if he only taught one Mishnah, Zehu Rabbi. Amar Rava, Kegain, what's an example of that one Mishnah that you could teach that you're called a Rebbe? Given Rav Sechaira, the Asbrin Zuhama Listrein. It's like how Rav Sechaira explained to us that Mishnah that talks about what that kind of keli is that would scrape out the inside of the pot, but to understand what that keli is enough of a Mishnah to call him a Rebbe. I think it's interesting that all he's doing is teaching us a Metzias of what that definition of the keli is, and Dos Heis Taira that would call him a Rebbe. I guess this props up our use of our Dr. Henry Abramson Shtiklich. Shmuel Karamane, Shmuel actually did Reist Kriya, Alehahu Merabonan Da Azbre, when he heard about the Misa of a Rebbe who told him that the pshat in the Mishnah that said, Echad Yared La'amas HaShechi Ve'echad Paseach Kivan. This is in the Mishnah Yisim HaSechta Tamid that talked about how they opened up certain doors, they had to put their arm all the way in until their armpit. These details of this Mishnah in Tamid was enough to call him his Rebbe that he would actually Reist Kriya. Amar Ula, Talmidei Chachamim Shebabavol Imdim Zeh Bifnei Zeh. The Talmidei Chachamim would be mechabed each other, that they would actually stand up one to the other, Kairin Zeh El Zeh, and they would actually Reist Kriya for each other. Ula Inyan Aveda, but Makam Aviv, but Klape, that conflict of an Aveda between the Rebbe and their father, Einan Chayzrin El L'Rabbi Muvik. They would only give the prominence to the Rebbe if the Rebbe was a Rabbi Muvik. Just back on that line about Talmid Chacham Shebabavel, that they would be Aimdim Zeb Ifnei Zeh. So Rashi and Taisus learn that's going to be Kamalei Einav, like a Talmud to a Rav, but the Ramban said it's only a Dalet Am. It's not like a Rebbe to a Talmud kind of a relationship. This is a place to also talk about whatever happened to Isaac B'mitzvah Patar Min Mitzvah. Mestama, all these Amoraim are all learning in Bavel the whole time, and they're standing up for each other. So you can listen to Rav Shragi Kalas in the Daf Bahalacha. He goes through the whole Indian of Isaac B'mitzvah Patar Min Mitzvah and how it works in reference to the mitzvah of Kima from Talmid Chachamim one to the other in his Gemara. Kaboy Minei Rav Chizda Mei Rav Huna is a story, really, that Rav Chizda asked Rav Huna, his Rebbe, Talmid Chacham Tzarech Lei Rabbi Mai, what's going to be the halacha if a Rebbe needs his own Talmud? Let's say he has to remind him things, but if the Rebbe needs a Talmud, does the Talmud now have the same obligation to give the Kedima to the Rebbe? So Amarle, when Rav Chizda heard that, he assumed that Rav Huna was like accusing him of needing Rav Chizda. In other words, like, what's the halacha by a Rebbe who needs a Talmud? Hint, hint, because you need me. So Rav Huna responded, Chizda, Chizda, loy tzurchin alach. I don't need you, Rav Chizda. Ad tzriches li, ad arboin shnin. You need me. This is a shaila how to read this Gemara. Either ad arboin shnin is the continuation of what he said, meaning you need me for 40 years because it takes 40 years to understand what your Rebbe says. Or you could say, ad arboin shnin for 40 straight years, ikpidi ahadadi, vola aili lagabi adadi. They were 40 years, they held a grudge and they would not go visit each other. That's how the Marsha learns. But either way, clearly this had a big impact on them. So Yosef Rav Chizda Arboin Tanisa. Rav Chizda sat for 40 days in Tanesa, Mishum de Chalosh Daiti de Rav Huna, because he felt so bad that he made Rav Huna feel bad. And Yosef Rav Huna Arboin Tanesa. And meanwhile, Rav Huna also did 40 Tanesa, Mishum de Chashdei Rav Chizda, because he had unfairly been Cheshed of Rav Chizda for being Chutzpedek. So he also sat Betainis. Itmar. Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Amar Rav Yechanan, Halachak Rav Yehuda, who was quoted in the earlier Brisa. Rav Acha Bar Rav Huna Amar Rav Sheshes, Halachak Rav Yaisi. In other words, what is the definition of the Rebbe? Even if he teaches a lot, or he has to teach Rav Chachmasai. Umi Omer Rav Yechanan Hachi? Did Rav Yechanan ever say the halachas like Rav Yehuda? For Omer Rav Yechanan, halachas like a Stam Mishnah, Vitzanan, and we have a Stam Mishnah that says Rabbi Shalim de Chachma, that in order to be called a Rebbe, you have to teach Chachma, meaning Gemara. So how can Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef say that Rav Yechanan paskin like Rav Yehuda? And for the Gemara, my Chachma, that's Rav Chachmasai. We didn't just mean a little bit of Gemara, we mean Rav Chachmasai, so therefore a Tak is going like Shitas Rav Yehuda. Tana Rabbanan, Ha'iskin be Mikra, someone who learns Mikra, Mida ve'ena Mida. It's good, but you know, whatever. It's okay. The Mishnah, if you're learning Mishnayis, then Mida, V'naitlan ala eschar, it's besser. Gemara, ein lecha Mida gedel mizu, uli oilo have a rutz la Mishnah yeser mina Gemara. So hagu fakasha. Amrit Gemara, you said Gemara, ein lecha Mida gedel mizu. Nothing's better than that. V'hoder Amrit, then afterwards you said uli oilo have a rutz la Mishnah yeser mina Gemara. So you're supposed to run after Mishnayis or Gemara. Amr v'yechanan, turning over to Amid Beis, b'mei Rebbe Nishnas Mishnazu. That was taught by Rebbe, where it was more important to learn Gemara than Mishnayis. Shavku kule alma masnisen. But afterwards, everybody stopped learning Mishnayis, v'ozlu boser Gemara, and they only learned Gemara. In which case, we were afraid they were going to forget the Mishnayis. So hadar darish lehu le'ol maviratz l'mishnah yeser mina Gemara. So my darish, what's the mucker for Rebbe to say that Gemara is more important than Mishnayis? Kide darish Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Eloi, my dichsev hagid la'ami pisham ulevis Yaakov chatosam hagid la'ami pisham, that tell them about the averus they're doing ilu talmidei chachamim shishgagos na'asaslam kizdoines, because if they do things by accident, we're going to be so machmir on them that it's as if they did it on purpose, because they have a big achrayas to make sure they teach the halacha properly. Ulevis Yaakov chatosam, that's Elu Ameoretz, Shizdoinus Naslam Kishgogais. They don't even know what they're doing wrong. Behind it, it's not Rabbi Huda Omer have a Zohar Batalmud, Shishgogais Talmud Oila Zodain. If a Talmud Chacham is careless about the way he's explaining the Gemara, that could be considered like an Avera Bemazed. There's an important Briska Rav in Parshas Veschanan that quotes from Rav Chaim Volozhiner that a Talmud Chacham that forgets a Mishnah is Mischayev Benafshai, which is kind of related to this idea, the importance of not saying anything wrong or forgetting anything about a Mishnah or a Gemara, but that was before they wrote down Tarish Balpeh, because then a Chas V'Shalom could be lost. Today, if you forget your Mishnah, okay, so go back and take the Kahati off the shelf and do it again, so it's not so scary. Finish up. Darish Rav Yehuda Bar Eloi, Mai Dechsev, Shimu Dvar Hashem Acharedim El Dvarai, Elu Talmid Chachamim. Who are the Charedim that are trembling? Those are the Talmid Chachamim. Amru Achechem, the Pasuk then says, you are brothers, Elu Balei Mikra. Those are people who learn Mikra. Shiloh, if Mikra means Chamishi Chumshe Torah, or is it talking about even Tanakh? You could take a look at the Hakdama to the MS Liakov that discusses the definition of Mikra being Chamishi Chumshe Torah versus Tanakh. Seinechem, Elu Balei Mishnah. The Seinechem are the ones who learn Mishnah, is because, as Rashi explains, they don't like the people who learn Gemara, because the Balei Gemara look down on the ones who only learn Mishnayos, because they're holding in the sugyas, so therefore they become seinim. Minadechem, the people who cast you away, Elu Amayaretz. Shematimer Posak Svarim Ubotel Sikuyam. And lest you think that because of that, they're never going to have any Shaychus in Yemaisa Mashiach, Talmud Leimer, Venira B'Simchaschem, they'll be part of the Simcha. And Shematimer Yisrael Yevosh, you might think that that Hayos will be part of the Simcha of Mashiach, but maybe they'll be embarrassed. Talmud Leimer, Vehem Yevoshu, only they're going to be embarrassed, meaning Avde Kechavim Yevoshu, Yisrael Yismuchu, but all of Klal Yisrael will rejoice. Hadron Olach Elu Metzias. And Emirtz Hashem, tomorrow we get to start Parak HaMafkid. So learn, start.